Well, we've reached our sixth podcast here at
Sounds Around Town.
You have to pardon the quality of the audio on this podcast. I'm currently on the road with my laptop and a headset microphone that I purchased for $15. I downloaded a program called Audacity, and that's what I'm recording this podcast with today. It's a free piece of software that I downloaded, by the way, and it's doing a pretty decent job. So, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
This podcast that we're doing today picks up where we left off on our fourth podcast entitled Steps to a Successful Career in Music. If you haven't already listened to episode 4, you will want to go ahead and do that either before or after you have finished with today's segment. So by now you have found a list of publishers, names, addresses, phone numbers, etc. You may have even contacted them and sent out a demo. And if so, that's great. If you haven't, then you need to go ahead and create yourself an address book in Excel or some other program you have where you can store the information of which publisher you contacted. Whether or not this guy allowed you to send in your demo CD, his address, telephone number, and the date on which you mailed it out. You need to go ahead and look at this as if you're looking for a job. Many good resume books state that you should keep track of where you sent your resumes and contact them if you haven't heard from them. Same thing here. You need to go ahead and keep track of those publishers that you sent your demo CD to and contact them if they haven't contacted you within a month, which is more than ample time for anyone to respond to you about your music. So go ahead and contact them if you haven't done so. Preparing the address book will help you keep organized in your search for a publisher. Organization is a must. It will keep your costs down for mailing and everything involved with that. It will also keep your costs down for long distance phone calls. There is a sample of an Excel address book on the website at wiseal1@podomatic.com. That's wiseal1@podomatic.com. The link will say Podcast 6 Info. Your CD should have a nice label on it. Neato makes a nice CD labeling kit, as does Avery, and Memorex also has one. And they run about $20 American. For under $100, you can get yourself a LightScribe DVD plus RW Writer, which allows you to print directly on a LightScribe DVD or CD. It actually etches whatever you put on that template right on the DVD or CD. Keep your design simple. Have your name and contact information on the label or burned onto the disc. Also have the names of the songs in the order in which they appear.
Are you having fun yet? I get paid in snow cones. What are you laughing at? That's not funny. This is your show that must be rock on everybody.
With Sounds Around Town.
And now, back to the show.
As stated in a prior podcast, you should include a lyric sheet for each song that's on your demo. The lyric sheet should have the title centered, capitalized, and underlined. Now return twice. Start with your verse. Each line should start with a capital letter. Return twice when you completed your verse and start with your chorus. And continue in this fashion until you've completed the song. Once you've completed the song, return twice, enter the copyright symbol on the lower left-hand side of the page. The copyright symbol is a C inside of a circle. Then return one time and put lyrics by and your name. Then return again and put composer and put your name, unless the music was composed by someone else. As we will have a copy of a lyric sheet, how you should send out to the publisher as a model for your own to be sent out with your demo kit. So visit the website and you'll see a copy of one of the songs that I've written and sent out to publish myself. Also, as part of your demo kit, you'll want to send in a letter to the publisher thanking them for allowing you to forward your demo CD. There will also be a copy of a letter so that you can base yours on for your dental kit. If you follow the suggestions that I have recommended to you during this podcast, you will have presented a professional dental package which conveys to the publisher that you are a professional. A professional dental package will help sell your songs or your act. Now you know how to send your demo to a publisher. So get to it.
That was Underground Nation. I don't want to leave you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you have comments or suggestions, drop us a line. Our email address is srtmail@earthlink.net.
This is Yo-Yo Sugar Nasty saying goodbye, everybody. I hope you enjoy the show. Are you still here? The show is over. Go home. Ay, caramba. You get nasty.